AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In New Mexico, Donald Trump says Kamala Harris is the worst unifier.
She talks about unity. Oh, unity, unity. Oh, yeah, unity. By the way, he's like Hitler. He reminds me of Hitler. He's a fascist. She's talking about we're going to have unity. And then she calls me a fascist in the next sentence.
Trump will also be campaigning in Virginia in the final days of the campaign. It's a risky detour from the seven battleground states to spend time in places where Republican presidential candidates haven't won in decades. Earlier in Wisconsin, Kamala Harris says Donald Trump, if elected, would do away with the Affordable Care Act. What would that mean?
Pre-existing conditions such as you being a survivor of breast cancer, asthma, diabetes. And what I know is that the American people, regardless of who they're voting for, know the importance of the Affordable Care Act, of as it is also called Obamacare, in terms of expanding people's coverage to health care.
Mark Cuban told a crowd of Harris supporters if Trump was elected, his tariffs proposal would make holiday gifts cost 60% more than they are now. The U.S. expects some 8,000 North Korean troops that are now on Ukraine's border to be sent into combat. The announcement was made by Deputy United Nations Ambassador to the U.N., Robert Wood.
Should DPRK soldiers be used in the battlefield, this would mark a further and serious escalation of the conflict.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia has been training North Korean troops with the intention of fully using them in frontline operations. Blinken described Vladimir Putin's troops as suffering.
It's desperate. Putin has been throwing more and more Russians into a meat grinder of his own making in Ukraine. Now he's turning to North Korean troops. And that is a clear sign of weakness.
Tech stocks have been weighing down Wall Street all day. Stocks are sharply lower at the close. This is AP News. Americans are helping with the war effort in Ukraine. U.S. official turned philanthropist Ahmed Khan says the U.S. is not doing enough.
Whatever the Western strategy is, I mean, you have to be honest that it failed.
Khan's group has provided over $50 million in aid. He told the AP Americans can relate to Ukrainians.
These are just people who all had normal jobs and all just want to live peacefully, raise their children, you know, take care of their parents as they grow older. And be free.
It's not just American money going into the fight.
If you see this flag, you could have the best friends ever or your worst enemies.
A 25-year-old former Marine from Texas with the call sign DEMA holds up an American flag on the battlefield. He's been in Ukraine since 2022 and hears about opposition back home to more U.S. aid.
As an individual that's been here since the beginning of the war, I see it is definitely needed.
DEMA has seen some of the war's fiercest battles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.